First thing, very, very simple, and you all know how to do it. I just want to get a quick read, because I think it's great to have that contrast as we go forward, on, you know, what your current money, marriage, energy is at, or where it's at, really. So from the end of your week three prep worksheet, which is the one you've just done as your homework, you should have your handy list for reference. I hope that's handy. And again, always when I'm writing these things in a general way, it's like writing algebra, really. But hopefully you filled it in fairly straightforwardly. And it should read something like, my name's Joel. Joel and money are experiencing the energy of, and in my case, it was standoffishness. And then there's five more that I would continue reading through just as they are. So what I'm going to ask you to do, I've already put you into pairs, apart from Leah, who's going to be with me. Is just to read out to your partner what those six sentences are. So you just read it out. It means you get to hear it, they get to hear it. And then the facilitator, your partner, will just say, so these are your current relational energies around money and abundance. And the person who's taking it through, the person who's had it read to them, if you can make that list, it's quite nice to write the list down just straightforwardly, what those six energies are. And then you just get them to complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. Together, this creates the energy of, and then just get a read on it. So let me just check in with Leah. Leah, because there's odd numbers on the call today, and Claire couldn't make it as the extra man just in case, I won't put you on the spot here. Do you mind if I just take you through it publicly so everyone can get a sense of it? It's also for the recording as well, obviously.
Oh, sure, okay.
Does that work? Great. Okay. So it's very simple. I'm just going to get you to read to me those six sentences exactly as you have them.
Okay. So Leah and money are experiencing the energy of mindless. Leah and freedom are experiencing the energy of not good enough. Leah and freedom are experiencing the energy of new. Money and freedom are experiencing the energy of love. Money and freedom are experiencing the energy of solidity. Freedom and freedom are experiencing the energy of joy.
Beautiful. Okay, so mindless, not good enough, new, love, solidity, and joy. These are your current relational energies around money and abundance. So complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. Together, this creates the energy of...
Could you do that again for me, please?
Sure. Just rest. You can look at your six sentences if it helps as well.
Mm-hmm.
So mindless, not good enough, new, love, solidity, joy. These are your current relational energies around money. So complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. Together, this creates the energy of...
complexity.
Can you say that again?
Complexity.
Complexity. Beautiful. So I've written that down, and that's very simple. That's what I want you to do first of all, is just read them out and take a read on it. Complexity. Just so you know, Leah, we'll have a chat about what that is and I'll come back afterwards. But it is very simple, actually. It's just that state of where you're at the moment with your money, marriage, energies. So hopefully that's pretty clear. If you need to read anything out again or check anything, raise one now, or I'll go through the instructions again. We're all good to go. Looks like we're good. Well, some of you didn't have things working, so hopefully that's okay. But yeah, it's very simple. Read out those six lines. Partners, take a note of the six energies. Read them out, telling them that these are their current relational energies around money and abundance. And then the completion sentence is slightly different. It's together, this creates the energy of, and just get a read. Do one, press 3, switch. When you're both done, press 3. Should only take a couple of minutes just to go through them. And another thing that this might be useful is to just to take a note of what they are so you have them for later. Beautiful. So I'm going to turn your mics on so you can hear each other. And I'll see you on the other side.